Mary Agnes, Medicare is not touched in this first part of the deal, the $900 billion in savings. But there's a possibility under certain circumstances that Medicare could be affected later this year. What are those potential circumstances?
As part of the deal, there's a committee, bipartisan, bicameral committee of lawmakers that are charged with reducing the deficit, coming up with cuts for another $1.5 trillion. Medicare could be on the table then, but there's a little bit of a protection there that Medicare would not be touched by more than 2%. Whether the committee's recommendations were not accepted, if there had to be automatic cuts, that's another part of the deal. So Medicare is open, but it is protected to some extent.
And 2% of what?
Well, it's 2% of what the spending would be in that fiscal year. So while no provider likes a cut at all, ever, if you look at some of the numbers in 2010, the federal government spent $520 billion on Medicare. That's expected to grow to $970 billion by 2021. So you're looking at a 2% cut in a particular fiscal year of spending.
And it's a slowdown in the projected growth. It's not as if the program won't continue to grow.
I know it will continue to grow every year, but then again, if you allow a 2% cut, that would be a reduction. Providers will certainly complain about it. They'll say it might impact beneficiaries' access to care. Whether or not Congress is in the mood to hear these arguments, we'll have to wait and see, but it definitely would be a reduction of the 2%.
And the provision is that it would impact the providers.
That's the thought, exactly. But that's where the providers will step up and say, now, wait a minute, if you impact us, it will impact the beneficiary.
And Mary Agnes, as you know more than most, there is this annual ritual in Washington called the Doc Fix.
That's exactly right.
How does the Doc Fix get impacted if there is this 2% cut?
Well, let's look and let's say, for example, that the commission produces its particular cuts in Medicare, or you have this automatic across-the-board cut to attain those savings. That has to happen. That would be happening right near the end of the year. Congress, for example, has to have an up or down vote on these recommendations by December 23rd. The current physician payment fix for Medicare expires December 31st. So you're going to have lawmakers looking for money in Medicare in a variety of areas. They'll have the pressure of either producing this report and having it passing, or if it's not, the across-the-board cut. And no one wants to see a Medicare physician payment cut. They're facing cuts of something like 29% if another Doc Fix isn't passed. So you can imagine what December's going to be like on Capitol Hill.
But it's possible in that scenario that the doctors would face a more than 2% reduction in reimbursement rates if the Doc Fix becomes too tangled up in the politics that everything else Congress has to do.
Right. They could certainly face a hit. If Congress can't find money to offset it, then they will face a payment cut.
Let's move on to Medicaid. The conventional wisdom in Washington is Medicare can't be touched because it has such a powerful constituency behind it. Medicaid is more vulnerable because it does not have nearly as powerful a constituency. And yet, Medicaid is not part of either the first stage of the deal or the second. How did that happen?
I think it's a variety of forces. Obviously, the governors were very upset about any more Medicaid cuts. They'd had additional money through the stimulus program that stopped in July the 1st. They were very concerned about that. The economy's been very bad. You've had people grow on the Medicaid rolls. That's been a pressure. The groups of people who represent the Medicaid folks were pushing Congress to not make cuts. But let's not forget about the health care law. They'll be adding 16 million people to the Medicaid program starting in 2014. Didn't make a lot of good policy sense to cut that program starting in 2013, just a year before you had the Medicaid expansion and the health law.
And is it explicitly stated in the deal, as we now know it to be, that Medicaid is off limits?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good. We will return to this undoubtedly.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Mary Agnes Curry of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you.